Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Good morning. Well, the last few weeks have been crazy busy for me, and I'm sure for you as well. Crazy good, but still crazy busy. Yesterday, as many of us were in Northern Virginia to witness and be part of a truly wonderful event in the life of the church, the ordination of the Reverend Grant Mansfield to the Order of Priesthood. At work, all of my customers want their projects completed by the end of the year. I've been frantically trying to fill all of the many vacant slots in Caritas and to complete the training, the planning for it. I've been trying to get my honey-do list complete, if it ever stops raining or snowing on the weekends. We've been preparing the house for our annual family gathering and helping Darlene with the menus and shopping and wrapping. I'm feeling a little stressed out here. Then in the midst of all of that chaos, I hear a call from the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord. It's a voice we don't always listen to, and I think, what a blessing. A blessing that calls me to stop being so crazy busy and look at my priorities, to get right with God and my neighbor, and how that far outweighs my honey-do list. Sorry, Darlene. The story of John, a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight, is so important. It is told to us in different forms every year during Advent. Perhaps it's a very important message. This important message from God is sent to us through John, a regular guy, not the Emperor Tiberius, not the governor, Pontius Pilate, not the high priest, but through John, an outsider, an eccentric, an ordinary guy. John tells us that we need to make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. All obstacles that keep us apart from God must be removed. That sounds like a lot of work. That sounds like an impossible amount of work. But his words express an urgent call for action for us. We could not possibly remove all these obstacles. But here's the good news, because there's always good news. All of the really hard work has been done for us already. I may be jumping ahead in the gospel, but it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." I'm not saying our path is going to be free and easy. Life's path is often difficult. So if we expect God to always give us that easy road, we might be tempted to turn our back on him when the terrain gets tough. But John's simple yet urgent request for all of us to repent or turn around directs us to stop doing stupid things that move us further away from God, but to turn towards God. Just as we all clean our houses before house guests come to visit, John reminds us to get our house, our real house, in order as we celebrate the coming of Jesus into this world. Turn towards God. It's not as difficult as it may sound. All the hard work has been done. Jesus has defeated death and given us a path to salvation. Jesus has shown us how we should turn towards God. Jesus has shown us how to love our neighbor. Think about it. Which makes you feel happier? Loving someone or being angry with them and having to carry that baggage around? Jesus has shown us how to care for the poor and the outcast. It takes a lot more to isolate or insulate ourselves from the needs of the less fortunate. God entered into a violent and divided world, much like ours, and he has shown us how we can peacefully disagree while showing leadership and respect for the other person. Again, think about it. Which is easier to say? Okay, I disagree with you, but I respect you and your point of view, or to get upset over a comment on social media or something at a family gathering? Which is better? Quality of life? Love or to hate? To turn towards God or turn away? Which will give you a better quality of life in this world and the next? My wife always tells me that I see the best in people, and that I forgive too easy, and that I expect people always to do the right thing. Evidently, I see the other person's point of view, even though I love to debate. It has been said that I will debate almost any topic with anyone and not get upset, which, by the way, has a wonderful side effect of really upsetting the other person. Sorry, God, I'm still working on that one. But I think my outlook brings me closer to God. Trying to be loving and a caring person is better than being angry and bitter all the time. We all have different obstacles that continually get in between us and God. Perhaps we still have to fill in that valley of fear, flatten the mountain of self-righteousness, and repair the potholes of self-pity in our own path to God. So how should we prepare the way of the Lord in our lives? There's many ways. There's books that could fill libraries with it. But here's one. I'm sure that many of you have heard of St. Ignatius of Loyola. We all know that a spiritual life is certainly not an easy one. But with the help of St. Ignatius, his writings, countless souls have found the peace that they were searching for. The cornerstone of Ignatian practices, and one of his quotes state, "Never say or do anything until you have asked yourself whether it is pleasing to God, good for yourself, and edifying to your neighbor." During Advent, this next week, I'd like you to try an experiment for just 1 week. Follow the teachings of St. Ignatius and ask yourself, will this or that action bring me closer to God or further away? Obviously, do the God thing, the closer to God thing. But I guarantee you that after a week, you will be closer to God. You will feel happier inside. You'll be less stressed out, and you'll be 5 pounds lighter. Okay, maybe not the 5 pounds lighter, but your spirit will be lighter, and you will be closer to God. In this crazy busy Advent time, if your faith is waning and you're tempted to turn back, turn your back on Him when the terrain gets tough, work a little harder. All of the hard work has been done. The peace and salvation that God gives us is well worth the effort. Amen.